Yeah, so we have to do the Tosfos by Nosson the Sefer, but before we do the Tosfos, I want to just talk to one Nekuda that maybe comes out of what we were talking about before in Rashi. We saw before in Rashi that Rashi holds that Misham Shiameis are learned out from Egle Ruf. Now it's unlike Tosfos at the top of the Omer. It's the top Tosfos on Memches. It says that Meis Atzmei we learn from Egle Ruf. The Issa Meis Atzmei we learn from Egle Ruf. And the Yisr of Misham Shemesh we learn from where? Misham Shemesh is our. But Rashi, by Shmuel earlier in the Memzayim and Beis, Rashi seems to say that we learn out everything from Egle Rufa. Meis v'chol ha and v'chol ha-nikbar imoy. The Gerson Rashi is a little bit unclear, but Meis v'chol, we'll call it Meis v'chol ha-nikbar imoy, everything that goes into the Kfuris ha-meis, is learned out from Egle Rufa that it's osir b'hanah. So, I discussed the other day. So how do you read that from the pasuk? Where does it say? How do you learn that from Egla Rufa that not only the Meis Atzmai but Kol HaNikbar in Meis is also Asa? Where does it say that pasuk in the words of the pasuk? So I suggested the Derech Efshar that maybe since the Gzeres Shavah is from Batikavar Shal Miriam, so maybe Batikavar Shal Miriam embraces not only Miriam herself, the Meis Atzmai, but it embraces also everything that goes into Batikavar Shal Miriam. The whole Batikavar Shal Miriam is learned to have Shom from Egle Ruf. Okay, let's say. But Akoponim, I think it says in that Rashi that the gather of Misham Shiameis is that it's Dvarim HaNikvarim Im HaMeis. That's really the gather. And that it's, you know, it's the difference in Limud, but the difference in Limud also affects the difference in definition. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, that we learn out Misham Shiameis from Misham Shiavodah Zarah, so the definition of Misham Shiameis, presumably similar to the definition of Misham Shiavodah Zarah. Whatever is Litzorech, just like Misham Shiavodah Zarah is whatever is Litzorech Shiavodah Zarah. I think the Rabbi's lesson is called Anasa B'Shvilah. And the definition of Misham Shiameis are the things that are Litzorech Hameis, that are Mishamish Litzorech Hameis. The Tachrichim and whatever is Mishamish Litzorech Hameis is Misham Shiameis. But according to Rashi, that the source for Misham Shiameis is from Batikavar Shal Miriam, and we'll learn out from there that Kol HaNikbar HaMeis is also, then the definition of Mishamshin is whatever is part of the Kfuris HaMeis. Whatever is Nikbar Im HaMeis, the Kever, the Tachichim, the Meis, Kol HaNikbar Imoy, it goes into Batikavar Shal Miriam, and so Mishamshin HaMeis really means, Mark calls it Mishamshin, but really, if we go more deeply, Mishamshin HaMeis really means things that are not the Meis Atzmai, but they're just Nikbar in the Meis. So now, let me ask you a question. According to Rova, that has Mono Lab Milsa, so according to Rova, Eirik Begad the Meis is Milsa, because it has Lab Milsa. But what happens when you put the Begad on the Meis? Then it does become Milsa. So later in the Sugis Fair, shall we? Rova only argues about Eirik Begad the Meis. But if you put the beged on the mace, the minute the beged touches the mace, so then the minute the beged touches the mace, it becomes also bano. Why? But it's not yet buried. Mail according to Tosfos that the definition of a shamshe mace is whatever is litzarech mace. So when the beged is on the mace, it becomes mishamshe mace. It becomes now litzarech mace. Not a mir hazmona, but it's a mace now. Now there's a mice that makes it mishamish the mace. You know, you have earmarked it as mishamish the mace, not to amir hazmona, but actually by putting it on the mace. It's like putting the tefillin into the kiss. So now when you put the tefillin into the kiss, tzarbe vazmei. So then it becomes mishamish, it becomes tashmishik lusha. So you put the beged on the mace, it becomes mishamish the mace. Point to Rashi, that together is mace v'chola nikbar imoi. So I understand after you put the tachrichim into the kever, so that's meis v'chol ha-nikbar imoy. But before you put the beged into the kever, so why is the beged also? What is it mishamshin? If mishamshin really means dvarim ha-nikbarim im ha-meis, so how is the beged before it goes into the kever and it's just sitting on the meis in the chapel? So how is that? So why is that also? Why is it also bad enough? So I think you have to say.
It's the impression of the dead body.
About what?
Dead body.
Yeah, I guess you could ask the same question about the dead body. Right? The dead body also is not yet covered. So why is the dead body also by no? Okay. Really want to push it. I mean, we can push the same question all the way to the, like, that's like the logical end of the question. So I think the answer is that even before the mace is cover, but since the mace is supposed to be cover, has a din to be cover, so that already goes into the heading of mace v'chola nikbar, it goes into batikava shamirim. Whatever is supposed to be buried, it goes into the Israel batikava shamirim. And the beged of the mace, when it's put on the mace, so the mace is kind of the beged, that now the beged has to be nikbar by mace. So the beged also becomes something that has to be buried. Because it doesn't have to be, we don't have to wait for it to be buried for poil. The minute it gets a din to be buried, so it becomes osir b'hano. It goes into the shom shom egg l'rufa. The mace has a din that it has to be buried, so it's already called by the kol shamir. It goes already into the israel. The beged, once it's put on the mace, now the mace is zaych on the beged. They can't take the beged now and then use it for something else. The mace is kind of the beged. So, the mace is kind of smokin. That's such a concept. The mace is kind of, the mace is kind of the mokum akever l'mashul. You bury a mace, he's kind of the kever. You're not allowed to move him unless you buried him on an aslef hanoisi. Ordinarily, can't move a mace because he's kind of the kever. The mace gets a schus in the kever. They can't move him. So the beged, when you put it on the mace has now a schus in the beged. The beged should be nicked. I don't know if it's a drabonim maybe, but the mace has a schus in the beged. Now the beged has to be covered. So the beged now becomes something that has to be covered in my mace, and it goes again into batikover shamirim. The reason why I'm making this point is I think it's I think we can now make an interesting question. So if that's the way it works, that when you put the beged on the mace, the reason why it becomes usur is because it now be the mace is kainit, and once the mace is kainit, so now it has a din to be nikbar, and it's the din to be nikbar that fundamentally makes the beged usur b'hano, because mace v'chola nikbar imay asurim b'hano. That's Rashi's definition of the Sham Shem Mace. It's called a Nikbrim Mace, is also Bahana. So now I'll ask you, how does Hasmona work? In Abaye is Hasmona Nilsa, so you don't actually have to put the beggar on the mace, it's enough to be Oreg beggar the mace. But now you're Mazin the beggar the mace. But how does that work? Bishlamo, according to Tosfos, that the gedder of Misham Shem Mace is whatever is with Sarech Mace. The way Hasmona works is that by Hasmona, I am now earmarking this beged to be Litzarech HaMeis, because I put it aside, Litzarech HaMeis. It's earmarked, mentally designated for Tzarech HaMeis. And that is the definition of Mishamshin. Mishamshin are things that are Meyuchad Tzarech HaMeis. And Hasmona means that a mere mental designation or verbal designation, or maybe you need a whatever, the mere designation of something to be Litzarech HaMeis is Miyachad at Litzarech HaMeis, and that's the definition of Mishamshin. But if we're going to say in Rashi that that's not the definition of Mishamshin HaMeis, the definition of Mishamshin HaMeis is Meis V'chol HaNikmer Ima Yasurim Bahano, and the reason why the beged of the Meis is Osir Bahano is because the Meis is Zoyche in it, and now the beged has a din to be covered. So that's when you put the beggar on the mace was zoich in the beggar. But when just Eric beggared the mace, so the mace wasn't yet zoich in the beggar. So there's no chiyuv l'chayr to bury this beggar. So yes, it's miyuchad the tzarech mace, but that's not the definition of misham shem mace. The definition of misham shem mace are the things that have a din to be buried with the mace. So what did Hasmona accomplish? So even if Abaye holds Hasmona milsa, so I understand Hasmona milsa, let's say by kishul tefillin, because a kishul tefillin, the minute it becomes miyuchad for the tefillin, that's the reason why it's also the siba yiseris is that it's miyuchad for the tefillin. But by misham shem meis, the siba yiseris is not that it's miyuchad for the mace. The siba yiseris is that it has a din to be buried. So when it's on the mace, I understand that it has a din to be buried because the mace was zoicha in it. But if I was just masmin it for the mace, so why does it have a din to be buried? It's earmarked for sarech mace, but it doesn't yet belong to the mace. So why does it have a din to be buried? And if it doesn't have a din to be buried, then why is it also b'hano? Okay, in a way, but we're not going to go into the Shalapano exactly, but we have to switch gears a little bit, but yeah, it's a, what? Okay, it's also ideas, but I think we can answer it. Mikhail, we already said what we already said in Rashi. Oh, you got the end of it.
I just want to backtrack for a second. Can you explain that again, how you're reading Rashi? I just,
I'm saying like this. I see in Rashi before by Shmuel, Rashi says that the limud is, the limud of Mishamshim is from, not from Mishamshim at all. Right. Rashi learns that from Mishamshim, from Mishamshim at Azor. Rashi learns that Mishamshim is also from Egla Rufa. What does Egla Rufa have to do with Mishamshim? So, the only explanation I see is that Rashi Lashon, well, we don't know exactly where Rashi Lashon is, because the gears are so strange, but some Mesa and everything that's enveloped in the Kfuras Ames. Meis ha'kuch shenikvaboy or ha'kavrimoy or something like that. It has to do with kfur. Whatever is embraced and whatever is included in the kfur is a meis, that's misham she'a meis. So I understand the beggar that's on the meis. How does that become included in the kfur? Because the meis is zoich in it, and now it has a din to be married with the meis. So that I understand. But I'm asking, but what's accomplished by hazmana?
Well, Rashi isn't saying here that the definition of misham she'a meis. Meaning, the meis, Rashi says, is also, you know, off the bat, without saying anything about Kfuras, it says Misham Demes, and then Mechol Anikvar Imel, maybe it's just his definition of things that are Misham Shemes, things that are generally.
Yeah, no, but how would that be learned from Egla Rufa? Egla Rufa has nothing to do with Misham Shem. How can you learn out Misham Shemes from Egla Rufa? Because the Gzeres Shomer is to Vatikov Shemiriam. So the whole Vatikov Shemiriam is included in the Lima from Egla Rufa. And that's why Rashi says if meis v'chol akuch shenikba boy or kolah nikba imoy or whatever exactly. I mean, my preference is kolah nikba imoy, but I don't know. It says something in Rashi about kfur, which makes sense to me. That clicks together. Ayoyis the Rashi learns that there's no special pasuk from Mishamshim. There's a pasuk of Egla Rufa that we learn after Vatikova Shamirim. So the definition of Mishamshim meis becomes meis v'chol hanikbar with the meis, but the kfur has to be part of it. In other words, what makes the Mishamshim Meis also is not stam that they're Mishamash to the base. What makes them also is because they're part of the Kfuras Meis.
Maybe that's how you know that it's Mishamash Meis, and it's got to be buried with it. Maybe that's how you know the only thing that are going
to
be buried
with the Meis. So now I'm asking, so how does Hazmana make something going to be buried with the Meis? Hazmana makes it that it's mentally Meyuchad Lutzorach Meis, but it doesn't have any din that it has to be buried with the Meis. Maybe you're saying like this. Maybe you're saying that since I want it to be buried with the mace, even though it doesn't have a din, that it has to be buried with the mace, but the mere fact that I want it to be buried with the mace is enough to aser it b'hano. That's a little bit hard for me to understand. Mele, if there's a din of mishamshim, you have to try to aser it mishamshim. So my wanting something to be with tzarech hamace could make it mishamshim. But my wanting something to be buried makes it that it's called hanikber in my mace. It's something that I'm planning to be covered with the mace. Why is that? Yeah, maybe you got your hand up first, yeah.
But the answer is that Rashi holds that as much as a type of Masir.
That's what I want. I think Rashi Lishi Tosa. We already saw in Rashi that Rashi compares Hazmana to Hektish. The Gemara says, ain't Hektish by Avodah Zarah. You give a bayis to Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara says it's mutter because it wasn't actually given to Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that's called ain't Hektish by Avodah Zarah. There's no Amirosu L'Gavari K'Misirosu L'Hedyit. Through you two, you could actually give the bayis to Avodah Zarah, then it would be also, because it would be a dairin for the Avodah Zarah. That would be a kind of tekrivus. But since ain't hektis Avodah Zarah, so just saying bayis el Avodah Zarah is not a mesira. So I see in that Rashi, Rashi's understanding of Hazmana is that it's a kind of mesira. And b'mokim Hazmana milsa, by Avodah Zarah, Hazmana lav milsa. But if by Avodah Zarah, Hazmana would be milsa, then saying bayis el Avodah Zarah would mean that you gave the bayis to the Avodah Zarah, and it would be also mishum tekrivus. So Mele, I think it's very good. Forget Rashi Lishitosi. It's very compelling now. Rashi holds that if Abaye holds that by that Hazmana Milsa, not by Avodah Zarah, because Lav Ruchay, but ordinarily Abaye holds that Hazmana Milsa. So when you say Beged Zeh, when you are Beged the Mace, and you say Beged Zeh Yil the Mace, so it's Kili you were Meiser to the Mace. If you were Meiser to the Mace, then it's like you put it on the Mace. The Mace is Taka Zoichin, and now it has to be buried. Yeah, that's true. Comes out it's an interesting thing. A little bit strange. That the Hazmana of Gufa Kedusha, in a way, is different than the Hazmana of Mishamshim. The Hazmana of Gufa Kedusha, the Egla Rufa, becomes an Egla Rufa. And the Hazmana of Mishamshim is that it's Kilu, through the Hazmana, you're Meiser, it's Kilu, that the Mishamshim are Nimser to the are nimsa to the mace or to the tefillin or to the whatever is the gufat kusha.
Well, that's fine. So their kedusha is only based on the gufat kusha itself.
I think that's how it is. It's true. It's a little bit of a leap. I mean, it's a little bit surprising, this feature of Hazmada and Rashi, but I think it really comes out. Maybe you need some kind of extra bedrock explanation. Like, what's the commonality between the Hazmada Gufakdush and Hazmada Mishamshin? If Hazmada Mishamshin is that it's Mesira, which I think does say in Rashi. Rashi compares it then to some of the Zohar. I think that's very strong in Rashi, that Hazmada is a kind of Mesira. So it comes out that the Hazmada Mishamshin seems to be at least different in kind than the Hazman of Gufa Kedusha, which is a little bit difficult, because they're in the same sugya, and Abai, for example, holds we could learn out Mishamshin from Gufa Kedusha. We learn out the Hazman of Mishamshin. According to Abai, we learn out the Hazman of Mishamshin from the Hazman of Gufa Kedusha, from Eglei Rufa. But aren't they so different? The Hazman of Eglei Rufa is that it becomes an Eglei Rufa. You regard it as Hazman of Mishamshin, it's kilu, it's mosa to the mace. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I think we're going to have to reach down and find some common denominator. That if the Hazman of Eglei Rufa can make the Eglei Rufa, then the Hazman of the Mishamshin mace can make them mosa to the mace. Yeah, that's a work. That needs something. Do you want to add something?
Could it be that in the case of a Zara of mace?
Mm-hmm. By Rashi seems to say that by Tekrevis of Avodah Zarah, if it would be Hazmana, then Hazmana would make it Tekrevis. How would that happen?
Because it's the beginning of the process of Mesira. Or it's the statement of intent in Mesira. Hazmana thought of it as its own thing. You see the person, he's begun the process of Moser, being Moser of Avodah Zarah, where Moser of Avodah Zarah means making it Tekrevis. Because in the case of Avodah Zarah, those are the same. By Eglei Rufa, you say that his statement of purpose that he wants to be oriented, he's begun the process of a rebuff.
I understand the part that Hazmana is a statement of intent. That's, and maybe it's a binding kind of statement. You know, it's a statement of intent that binds that Eglei Rufa now is an Eglei Rufa with the Yerita. And it's a statement of intent that this Mishamshin are really going to be used for whatever it is. But how do we make the leap that it's also a Mesira? By the Krevis, it becomes a Mesira. How does a statement of intent, even if it's binding, how does it make it into a Mesira?
I
know the Rashi seems to say that if Hazmana would be Milsa, then by Yisrael Avei Dezora would be a Hekdesh. It would be like a Hekdesh. It would be Chal, that the Bayis now belongs to Avei Dezora, and it would be then to Krevis. It was given to the Avei Dezora.
The problem is that there's no actual physical way to give the bias to the Avei Dezora.
I mean, there isn't. There is no way to give the bias to the Avei Dezora, but Kaisa Avei Dezora, Shoza Avei Dezora, you could have given it to the Avei Dezora, but you didn't. But you did a Hazmana Avei Dezora, and if Hazmana Milsa, by Avei Dezora it's not, but if Hazmana will be Milsa, then it will be a Mesir. So what does that do with Hazmana Milsa? Rashi says the reason why Kaisel Avodah Zarah is not Asur. It's because Hazmana lav milsa. If Hazmana be milsa, then it will be a Musa. What? Right, but if Hazmana milsa, then it will be tantamount to a Musa.
You can't manifest if you're Musa only in the same way that it's tantamount that you were ordered it. Meaning it's Muktash and Musa.
And why is that also?
That's the finish of Hazmana. Hazmana says that there's a status of Isser, you can confer it prematurely by staying in tent. Hazmana is not thought of itself as the act of Isser, because that would be specific.
I have to think of that. I'm not sure I'm grasping it entirely, but yeah, we need to move on. Okay. Let's I want to go on to Tosfos now. Time is up. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? And the Gemara says, "May say, keep a shul tummy medrus, but that's not say l'sefer. He gave it over for a sefer Torah. Tummy na medrus, aval tummy mago medrus. That's how Rashi's goes here. Tummy mago medrus. In the Mishnah itself in Kalim, it doesn't say it's tummy mago medrus. It says it's tummy tummy mace." Tummy to me mace, the Mitzayni on the side. It could be that the Gemara is not quoting the Mishnah. Maybe the Gemara is quoting a Braisa. Later on in Rashi, you see where in the margin it says Tzarech Lemer with Mishnah? It's going on in the Rashi, in parentheses, it says Braisa Nosnoi Dafka Koma. So Rashi calls this Kippah thing a Braisa. And then the Magi on the side says, what are you talking about Braisa? It's a Mishnah. I'm not sure. It could be Rashi's Bedafka. It's not a Mishnah. It's a Braisa. Because the Mishnah says Tomei Temeis. Rashi had the Girsa Tomei Maga Medris. Maga Medris is not the Mishnah. It's a Braisa. And it really makes a very big difference if you go over here Tomei Meis or you go as Maga Medris. Because it's not clear what was the case over here. This Kippa, was it already Tomei? Was it already Tomei Medris? Or was it something that could become, had the capacity to be Makabel Tomei Medris? If you go there, that it's tummy maga medris, that means if you took this kippah, which was a medris, had tummy medris, and now you're miyachad it for sefer Torah, so it's no longer tummy. It's no longer could be a medris, but it still has tummy maga medris because it touched itself when it went out of being a medris, but it was in contact with itself, and therefore it has a tummy maga medris. So that means that we're talking about a case where this kippah was already tummy medris, or was just a kippah that was tor, but could be makabel tumas medris. Which one? It was already tummy. That's the whole point. This kippah had tumas medris. That means it was an avatuma. Medris is an avatuma. It was had tumas. It was had tumas medris. Then when he gave it over to the sefer Torah, so now it's no longer a medris. So the avatuma goes away, but it's a rishon tumah because it touched itself and it was an avatuma, so it's a rishon tumah. So obviously we have to be talking about a case where it was already tummy. Now she'enkin, if you go to say that it's tummy tmei meis, then that might mean that this kippah shehu tummy medris, meaning a kippah that has the capacity to be makabel tumas medris because it's royal medris. Right now it's tor, but it's called tummy medris because it has the capacity to be tummy medris. And then you gave it over to Sefer Torah, so now it no longer has the capacity to be Tomei Tomei Medris, but it could still be Makabel Tumah from a Mace, meaning it could still be a regular, it can't be Makabel Tumah's Medris if somebody sits on it, but it could be Makabel Tumah's Mace, like any other Kaili. In other words, it's no longer a Medris Kaili, but it becomes a regular Kaili. In which case, we're not committed to saying that this Kippah was already Tomei. This Kippah might have been Torah. The Braisa is just saying, or the Mishnah is just saying, that when you have a Kippah that, which is an object that ordinarily could be makabel tumas medris if a zav sits on it, but now that it's no longer an item that people sit on, the medris has to be something that's roy to be that people that's earmarked for sitting, and now you've made it into a mitpachas svarim, so now it's no longer something that would in the ordinary course of events be able to be makabel tumas medris, but it could still be makabel tumas meis because it's still a kli. It's not a medris, but it's still a kli. So it's starting to get the pshat in this Mishnah. If you go as Tomei Tmei Meis, you go as Tomei Tmei Medris. If you go as Tomei Maga Medris, then Behechrech we're talking about where the Kippah was already Tomei. If you go as Havel Tomei Tmei Meis, then it's not so clear. It could be talking about where the Kippah was not Tomei but tamei yet. Without tamei yet. In fact, it might dafka be talking about such a case, because there's another. There's a Mishnah in Kalim. From the Marma Chaim. The Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Chafei, talks about viloin sadin sha'asoy viloin. You had a sadin, a sheet. So a sheet has the capacity for tumas meters. Then you took the sheet and you turned it into a curtain. So now it's no longer a meters. Now it's a regular keli. So the lashon of the Mishnah is sadin sha'asoy viloin tohar. The lashon exactly the Mishnah tohar. It's tor to mis medrash. Aval tomi tmei meis. Says the Rash, from the fact that it doesn't say that it's maga medrash, and it just says that it's tmei meis, it's mashma that the Mishnah's case is not where the sadin was already tomei. Because if the sadin was already tomei medrash, then the Mishnah would have said that now that you converted, it's tomei maga medrash. And for the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that, but it says that it's just matami tamei meis, that's an indication that this sadin was not tamei. And the Mishnahs are saying it used to be able to be makabel tumas menders, now it could only be makabel tumas meis. Had the Mishnah been talking about a case where the sadin is already tamei, then it would not have said that when you turn it into viloin, it's matami tumas meis, which is some potential tumah might get in the future, but it would have said more than that, that it's matami maga menders, it's tamei right now because it touched itself. So you see in the Rash that the Rash is medayik from the fact that it says Tmei Meis and not Maga Medrash, that the Mishnah specifically means a case where it was Torah, not a case where it was Tamei. So not only that the Mishnah could mean, but it does mean a case where it's Torah, not that it's Tamei. So Mela, this Shaila of Girsa over here in the Mishnah is very, very important to establishing Pshat in this Mishnah. If you go, it's like Rashi, that it's Tamei Maga Medrash, so Behechecha means that it's we're talking about a keeper that was already Tamei to begin with. And then it's not really identical with the Mishnah. And maybe that's why Rashi calls it a Braisa. And maybe it might be important even for the Raya of the Gemara, we'll see going forward. On the other hand, if you go and say, it's Tomei Tmei Meis, then that might mean, and according to the Rashi, it sounds like Dafka means, that it's a case where it was Tohar, and we're not envisioning Bechal a case where it was already Tomei. That doesn't mean it didn't be different if it was Tomei, but that's not the case that the Mishnah is envisioning. So anyway, says the Mishnah. Let's start again from the top. So Meisa Kisvi Shoy Tomei Medrash V'Nasnasi L'Sefer Tomei Na Medrash Aval Tomei Maga Medrash. So it seems that by giving it over to a Sefer to be a Mitpacha Svarim, so it loses its Tumas Medrash. Even though all she did was she gave it to the Sefer, but it doesn't say they put it on the Sefer. So what is it? It's just a Hazmana. See the Hazmana Milsa. Says the Gemara, Eman Nasnasi V'Karchosai. She gave it to the Sefer Torah, and they put it on the Sefer Torah. So then why does that say Nasnosa? Just say Krachosa. The main thing is to putting it on, not finishing it at all. Says the Gemara, Kedav Chista, Domar Chista, Hai Sutra, Du, Asmenei, Lemesi, Betfilin, Betzarbe, Tfilin, Osu, Lemesi, Bepshiti. Asmenei, Betzarbe, Tzarbe, Asmenei, Shor, Lemesi, Bepshiti. Lebai, Domar, Asmenei, Milsi, Asmenei, Afagav, Betzarbe, Tzarbe, Asmenei, Ini, Loi, Loi. Lebai, Domar, Asmenei, Milsi, Asmenei, Afagav, Deloi, Tzarbe, but Sarbe, the Asmenei in Eloi, the Eloi Asmenei Eloi. The Kitzur, it says in this Gemara that Sarbe by itself is nothing. Because Sarbe Rashis could be an Akroi Ba'alma. You always have to have a Hazmana before. So according to Abaye, Sarbe is really irrelevant. Sarbe by itself is nothing. You need a Hazmana before, and the Hazmana is sufficient. So who cares about the Sarbe? It's always necessary to have Hazmana, and Hazmana is necessary and sufficient. Mashenkin, according to Rava, Hazmona by itself is nothing. You have to have Tzarbe, but the Tzarbe by itself is also not enough because it's Zakrei B'Alma. You need Tzarbe together with Hazmona. So I want to walk through maybe like a Hakdoma to this again, Hakdoma to Tysus, some ideas. Tysus inside, we're not going to get to today. But I want to walk through just some background material that will be able then to take a look at Tysus and understand it better. Start of the following. There's a Mishnah in Kalim Perchov Test. That was Mishnah, but in Perchov Test, Taisus alludes to it. That Kol HaKalim Einam Oilim Midei Tuma Ela Al Yidei Maisa. That a Keli, in order to become Ois Keli, no longer a Keli, and therefore not to be able to be. You have a keli. And I want to make it no longer a keli. Because if it's no longer a keli, it won't be tummy anymore. It'll lose its tumah from before, or it won't be able to become tummy in the future. So the Mishnah says you can only do that with a shini mais. Which means, let's say for example, I have a piece of leather. And I earmark this piece of leather for a rug. So it's makabel tumah. It's a finished keli, it's makabel tumah. Then I decided, you know, I don't want to use this piece of leather for a rug. I'd like to make it into a leather jacket. For a leather jacket, it's not really finished yet. I have to put in sleeves and I have to put in fringes and it's not pockets. It's not, so if it's going to be a leather jacket, then it's not a keli, right? And it'll be torn. So if lechatchila I took a piece of leather and I said, this is going to be, I'm going to make a jacket out of it, it's a nice piece of leather for a jacket, then it will not be a keli until it's finished, until I put on all the things that a jacket has to have. But here, I already made it into a rug. I already designated it, I was miyachad it to be a rug. So it was mekabel tumah. It was tumah. Now I want to change my mind, and I want to take it from being a rug, and I want to make it back into a jacket, in which case it will not be a keli until I put in the pockets. So the Mishnah says the mere verbal designation is not enough. You have to have a shini maisa. You have to do something. You have to start to cut it. You have to do something physical to this piece of leather in order to change its designation from being a rug to being an unfinished jacket, and therefore to be mafkid's status as a kli. That's the rule. So that's Tosfos alludes to this rule. Doesn't quote the Mishnah, but it's a Mishnah Perakov test. That a kli, in order to become ice kli, you cannot take something which was already a kli and change it into a non kli with a mere yichud, with a mere thought. You have to have a shini mais. That's the rule. The Rash, Perak Zayin of Kalim, Mishnah Beis. The Rash brings a Tesefta. The Tesefta says that if you had a kisei, and you which is a kli that could be makabel to mezmedris, it's made for sitting, and you changed it, you want to change it now into a dichain. So I'm not quite sure what a dichain is. It's something on a stove or something. I don't know, but it's something. I don't know. It's a thing, but it's not a chair. That's for sure. It's some kind of other kli. I think a resting pot for a pot or something. I know, but anyway, it has to do with it's on the side of the stove. So the Tosefta says that if it was not yet tamei, so all you have to do is decide that it's going to be a dichon, and it loses its tumas medrus, its capacity to be tamei medrus. But if it was already tamei medrus, and now you want to be metaharit from tumas medrus. Maybe limagim medrash, but you want to be retired from tumas medrash, from being an avatuma, then you have to nail it in to the stove. The mere change of heart is not enough. So the chayr it says in this tesefta that if it was not yet tamei, then you can take a kisei and you can convert a kisei into a dichaim just by mere change of mental orientation. So ask the Rashi, how could that work? But we have this rule that the keli cannot become ice keli without a shini maisa. That if to make a keli into a non keli, even if it wasn't yet tummy, many gemaras like this. Many you have something which was a keli, was a rug or whatever, and I want to turn it into an unfinished jacket. I want to make it ice keli. I need a shini maisa, even if it was not yet tummy. So how can this tesefta say that the mere verbal change of mind from kise to dichoin takes off the tumas nedus? Says the Rash. He says like an Efsher. He says the Efsher that it says in this Tesefta that even though normally to take a Keli and to turn into a non-Keli you need a Shini Maisa, but to take something which is Tamei Medris, which is a special kind of Keli, it's a Keli that's earmarked for a sitting or lying, and to convert it into a non-Medris Keli, it's enough to have a mental change. You don't need to do a mice. And the explanation he gives is that the Gemara says that what's the definition of something which is tummy medris, of a medris? What's the definition of a medris? He says the definition of a medris is a keli that if you're sitting on it, people don't come over to you and say, "Amoy v'nase melachteinu." What are you doing sitting on the computer? We need to use the computer. That's not a medrash. Obviously, not made for sitting, because somebody sits on it. People go to him and say, "Why are you sitting on my? You're sitting on something that we need for other things." So that's always the definition. We say to him, the Gemara has this lesson in many places. Amoy v'nase melachteinu. So says the Rash. So the minute he takes this kisei and he decides that he wants to use it for a dichoin, so now it's in a state of amoy v'nase melachteinu. If somebody sits on this kisei, people who are making, who want to use it for a dichoin, and you've decided to use it for a dichoin, they're going to say to you, amoy v'nase melachteinu. So mental designation is enough to change a medrash into a non-medrash. That's what it says in this Rash. So this is a major yusai. The Rash says it in a non-committal way, though he says it, he has this tesefta. Based on this tesef, he says that Efsher, it says over here in the Yusai, that even though there's a general axiom that a Kaili only becomes a non-Kaili with the Shini Maisa, that's to take a Kaili and to make it into a non-Kaili. But to take a Medris Kaili and to turn it into an ordinary Kaili, you don't need the Shini Maisa, you could do it with a Machshava Baal. Now, the Rash elsewhere does not, there's theories in the Rash. And not if it's Mamash Steve, he only says it here, but there are Efsher. There are other places in the Rash where he says the fair is not the way. The Rash in Perek Chof, Mishnah Vov, by Sadin Shah Sevilim, which we'll talk about in a minute. And likewise, the Rash in Perek Chof Ches Mishnah Hei by Kippur, our Mishnah, or at least it's parallel to what the Gemara quotes. There, the Rash is the fairish that you need the Shini Mice even by a Medrash. So it's a steer in the Rash. It seems to be the Rash added with Erech Efsher in one place, and other places it doesn't work with that Yisrael. But our component this idea is out there. The Rash has this notion that maybe to go from Medrash to non-Medrash, you don't need a Mice. You need a Mice to take a Kaili and to make it into a non-Kaili, but from a Medrash into a non-Medrash, you don't need to have a Shini Mice. It's also, now this I did not see inside, I want to see it inside, but I don't have the same thing. It's also a Piskei Harid. Shuvas Harid, Shailas Shuvas Harid, Shailas Shuvas Harid, Simen Tazayin, also says this. Again, I saw this brought down in a contemporary statement. It says the same as said, that to go from a medrash to a non-medrash, you don't have to have a Shini Mais. It bears, I'm shot in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Perek Chof, Mishnah Vav, in Kalim. The Mishnah says, "Sadin shasoy biloy." I mentioned before, you had a sheet, which was a medrash. Now you're making it into a biloy, to a curtain. So it's tor tomei medrash, aval tor for medrash, but it's tomei tmeles. It's no longer a medrash, but it's now it's a mere a curtain. It's not tomei medrash. It doesn't have tumas medrash, but it has tumas meis. It can be makabel tumas meis. Then the Mishnah says, "Me'emasai." Taharosan. I'm not sure if I'm going exactly verbatim, but Me'emasai Taharosan. When does it become Tahar? This sadden that you're turning into a Viloin? So Mishnah has a few opinions, Beshamay, Basila, but Basila says Mishosh Sheyikshar, which means when he puts the loops on, in order to take this sadden and turn it into a curtain, he has to put on loops, because the curtain needs loops to hang from the curtain rod. So the tire of the sadden happens when he puts the loops on. So now, the Shutai, it seems to say in this Mishnah that to take the sadin and turn it into a viloin, which means take a medrash and turn it into a non-medrash, you have to have a shini maisa. And in fact, that's what the Rashi in that Mishnah says. There, he says that the Seif is explaining the Reisha. The Reisha says sodin shosei viloin is no longer tamei medrash, but it is, and from now on, it's only able to be mekabel tumas meis. Says the Rashi, but that's only if you did a maisa, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. When is the shini maisa that takes this thing from being a sad in a medrash and turns it into just an ordinary curtain? But if you hold like the Rash the Rash's suggestion and the Chuvas Harid's opinion that to go from medrash to a non medrash you don't need a shini maisa, a mere verbal change of mind is enough, or a mental change of mind is enough. So how do you read the Mishnah? Sadin she'osei viloin. It should be enough, a verbal change, a mental change. Why does the Mishnah say Me'emas Haitarosin only when you put on the loops? So I didn't see the Farish. I want to look up the Tshuvas HaRid, maybe he talks about it, I don't know. But L'chayu, what you have to say is that the Rid and that Sadin the Rash will learn that the Seifa is a new case. That Sadin Sh'osei Viloin, that's talking about where the Sadin was not yet Tomei. It had the potential to have Tumas Medris, and now I want to turn it into a vilain, which does not have the potential for Tumas Medris. So then in the Chanami, all you need is to have in mind that I want it to be a vilain. Then the Mishnah says, Me'emes Haita HaRoson, if it was Tumay already, the Sadin. If the Sadin was already Tumay Medris, so that we know is harder. That we saw in the Tesefta itself. The Tesefta said a kisei that you want to make into a dicha, and all you need is a verbal change. But if the kisei was already tumim medris, then you have to nail it in order to take off the tumah. Once the tumah was chal, it's harder to get rid of. Find in many cases in halach. Once the tumah was chal, it's harder to get rid of the tumah. So the Mishnah will have to be the safe of the Mishnah of Sadin will have to be a new case. Sadin shasay biloin. It's enough to have a mental change. But meima saitai rosin. What if the Sadin was already tumah? That would only be when you put on Mishayiksha, when you put on the loops. That's what's going to have to come out. Akapon, we have here Maksushainu, Stir Narash. When it's something, to take something which is a medris, and I want to make it into a non-medris, do I need a Shinimaisa like I need to ordinarily to take a Kli and make it into a non-Kli? Or is it enough just to have a mere change of Yichud, of designation? And that makes it now a Moedvan Asim Achenu, and you don't have to have a Shini Mais. So the Rash in Perek Zayin has this idea, and the Shiva Sarid holds all you need is a change of mind. And on the other hand, the Rash elsewhere, and Taisus Bayas also seems to be that way, they assume that you have to have even to go from Medrash to non Medrash, you need a Shini Mais. Now, according to those who Shainu Mahok, that you always need a Shini Maisa. Even, certainly to go from a Kli to a non-Kli, but even to go from a Medris to a non-Medris, you have to have a Shini Maisa. Not like the Shulis Harid, and like the Efsher in the Rash, in Perek Zayin. So, the Chol Zakasha, which Taisus by us asks, the Mishnah says in Perek Chav Ches, the Mishnah that Agamar is quoting, that if a Kippah, Shenos Nosel Lesefer, is tar tumi medris. If blue since it no longer has tumas medris, maybe it has maga medris if it was already tumi, or it has tumas mace. It's able to now be makabel tumas mace if the way the Mishnah says. But a kaponim says here you have a kippah, you gave it to a sefer, and it's ice medris. Let's say the gifts of the Mishnah. I will tumi tumi mace. It had tumas medris, but now you give it to a sefer Torah, and it loses its tumas medris. And the Gemara says, according to Abaye, you didn't have to put it on the Sefer. All you did was you were mazmenet. You had a mental or a verbal designation that I don't want it to be a keep anymore, I want it to be a Sefer Torah, a metachasar. There was no Maisa. There was no Shini Maisa. So Taisus asks, how does it work? Kol ha-keli meinam olam midei tumo ela b'shini Maisa. Take a keli, and to make it ice keli, Taisus seems to assume that likewise, to take a tumah a medris keli and turn it into a non-medris keli, you have to have a shini maisa. Where was the shini maisa over here? And Taisus therefore wants to say that in the Nechanami, the case over here was where there was a shini maisa. The nesina was not just a verbal nesina, but there was some maisa involved in the nesina as well. She did something, or he did something to the kippah that physical to show that it's he's now changing it into a mitpachasla. And then there's Taisus has a kasha on that. We'll see when we go through inside. But at the point, Taisus grapples with this problem. Taisus in Shabbos in that. And likewise, the Rash and Kalim on this Mishnah say different terms. They say, yes, it's true ordinarily that a Kali needs a Shini Maisa to become Ois Kali. And they assume that likewise a Medris needs a Maisa to become Ois Medris. But that's only. But here, we have a Hasmana. And the Hasmon according to Abaye is a Milsa, and it becomes Osir Bahana, so the Isir Hana is as good as a Shini Maisa. You need a Shini Maisa ordinarily to take a Kali and turn it into a non-Kali. But here, since the Hasmon is creating an Isir Hana is certainly enough to change the Kali from a Medris into a non-Medris. Or maybe from a Kali into a non-Kali also. So Lashon Tosfos says that the Isir Hana is Shini Maisa. But go from Mishnei Mais. The Svar is very easy to understand. Not a hard Svar to understand at all. What's the whole idea of you? I have a keli that's a rug. And I want to take something which is a rug and I want to make it into a jacket. So as a rug, it's tummy, it's a jacket, it's not finished yet, it'll be torn. Or I have a sadin and I want to turn it into a curtain. But ordinarily, we have a rule that a mental change of yichud is not enough. You want to change something from one purpose and you want to repurpose it for something else. So even though the original designation was mental, when I made it into a rug, all I had to do was think that it's a rug, and that was good enough. But once it became a keli, and now I want to change its designation, and I want to repurpose it for some other thing, so that, the Mishnah says, that's the Mishnah of the rule of kol hakelim, einam olam deituma, to change something to a different purpose, to a different designation, requires something more than the original yichud. You have to have a yichud that's expressed in a maisa. Because you're changing, you mean oikir, its original yichud. And to not to some new yichud, so you have to have has to be with a maisa, a verbal change, not enough. However, that's ordinarily. But here, in the case of Azmana, if Azmana milsahi, then now this kippah, of course, its designation changes because it's now also to use as a kippah. If Azmana milsah, so now what is this? Comes to shmishik dusha. This lady's not allowed to use it anymore as a kippah. Can't use it as a tichel. It's now it has kedusha, so it's also ba'anah. If it's also b'hanoi, it's not allowed. So now it's not allowed to be used as a keep anymore. So ein lecha an akira of its original yichud gadol mizeh that it's also to be used for its original yichud. I have a kippah and I now did something to the kippah. Yes, it was purely verbal, but nonetheless, hazmona milsi. I did something to this kippah that now it's also ever to be used again as a kippah. So what greater way could there be to be oikir its designation as a kippah? And now it'll become now it's available to be something else, to be a mitpach asfar. There's poshup shat in that tosis. Then is atosis needs a hesba. It's a very compelling svar. What does atosis want? Atosis asked it for a kasha. You know, how can you just make hazmona a mental hazmona? In a kol kelim enam olam b'dei tumosim ne'el v'shini ma'isa. Of course, you ordinarily need a shina ma'isa to change the designation, but here you're being mechel in Israel. No, it's also to be used anymore for a kippah. So of course the designation changes. What does Taisus want? The Sor is so obvious. Why doesn't Taisus but else hold from the Sor? So, Rav Aaron, this is the last thing I'm going to say. There's more to be said even in the introduction, but we'll stop over here. Rav Aaron in Mishnah of Aaron in Tyre Sivan Lamed. It's a long arichos which I didn't go through. I see he has a very broad horizon over there. He talks about a lot of things, but B'soich HaDvarim, the Baran says, a pshat in the machlokes with the hakira. He says, what's the pshat? What's this rule that kol hakelim einam olam b'dei tumah ela b'shinui ma'aseh? Why do you have to have a shinui ma'aseh to be oikir something from being a kli? Is the pshat that the change of yichud requires a shinui ma'aseh? Meaning this thing used to be a rug. Now I want to make it into a jacket, and an unfinished jacket to boot, so it'll be torn. So is the pshat that might need a maisa is because the change of the repurposing from being a rug to being a jacket requires a shini maisa. Or he says maybe the pshat is different. That's not their problem. As far as the repurposing is concerned, a mental designation will be enough. The same way it became a rug with a mental designation, so now it can become a jacket with an unfinished with a mental designation. That's not the issue. That's not why you need a shini maisa. The reason why you need a shina ma'isa is because it's a klal gadol, says the Mishnah, that once something became a keli and able to be makabel tumo, so to make it ice keli, you have to have a shina ma'isa. Not because of the change of designation per se. The change of designation not so hard to do. But the fact is, this thing is now a keli. This rug is a keli. It's makabel tumo, and now by changing its purpose, I want to make it ice keli. Now no longer going to be a cleek, it's going to be an unfinished jacket. So to take something which was a cleek and to make it, to be mevatel from it, it's Torah's cleek and its ability to be mekabel tumah. So there's a halacha that once something was yored to a Torah's kabbalah's tumah, once it achieved the Torah's kabbalah's tumah, so to break that, you have to have a shini mais. And it has nothing to do with the repurposing. Repurposing is easy, but to change something from being a cleek into being a non-cleek, from having a teres kabbalah tumah to no longer having a teres kabbalah tumah requires a shini ma'aseh. Without a shini ma'aseh, it won't happen. He's told a lot of other machlokes in this chakir, but he says that's the machlokes over here. Taisus and Shabbos understood, and the Rashi and by this Mishnah of Kippur, they understood that the reason why you ordinarily need a Shina Maisa is because you're changing the designation. It was miyuchad to be a rug, now you want to make it into a jacket. It was miyuchad to be a sadin, now you want to make it into a viloy. So that needs a that needs a Shina Maisa. So they say that's ordinarily you need a Shina Maisa to change the to repurpose it. But where in Yisrael Hano is Chal, and now it's also to be used for its original purpose, so automatically the original purpose is bottom. And now it can certainly for that you don't need anything more. So they say that an Yisrael Hano is certainly no worse than a Shini Maisa. The whole point of having a Shini Maisa is that's how you change the purpose of the keli. But if it became Osir Bahano, so Bada in the Shini Maisa God only said that's the most powerful thing that changes its designation. Something that became also to be used for its original designation, of course it changes designation. Sheikh Atosis apparently, says Avaron, holds that the rule that Ein HaKelim Olam Leitum Elav Shini Maisa has nothing to do with the change of purpose. As far as the change of purpose is concerned, mental purposes or mental changes are fine. It's a new klal that once something was yored, the Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah, it's not poka, the Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah without a Shini Maisa. And therefore, Tosis held that the same is true by Tumas Medrash. Once something was yored to have the capacity to be Makabal Tumas Medrash, so it's a kli that's Makabal Tumas Medrash, so that status of a kli that could be able to be Makabal Tumas Medrash is not poka, the Shini Maisa. And therefore, and that's just the rule. And therefore, Tosis held, what does it matter that it's also Bahano? As Bani Milsa, so it's also Bahano. But at the end of the day, you have a keli over here, a kippah, that had Tumas Medrash. It was a kli that it was capable of being Makabal Tumas Medrash. And now you want to change it that it's no longer capable of being Kabbal Tumas Medrash. And it's a cloud godel that in order for something to go from being a kli and royal Kabbal Tumah to not being a kli and not royal Kabbal Tumah, or even Tosis holds, from being a kli that's royal Kabbal Tumas Medrash to being a kli that's not royal Kabbal Tumas Medrash. So that's a rule that for a keli to lose its capacity to be Makabal Tumah, or even to lose its capacity to be Makabal Tumas Medrash specifically, you have to have a Shini Mais. And therefore, Atosis holds that Asmada is not going to make a difference. Yisrael Hano is not going to make a difference. If the rule is that Keli needs a Shini Maisa to lose his Kabbalah's Tumah ability, then that rule would apply across the board. And therefore, Tosis asks, why has it work over here? So you had Asmada, but so what? But where was the Shini Maisa? And Tosis and Echonami, there must have been a Shini Maisa, and Asmada works with Shini Maisa. We'll see the Tosis inside the details of Tosis when we get to them. So that's for today. I want to be Mamshik tomorrow and more about this issue. Well, more a little bit Hakdama, and then we'll do the Taisis. But just two important Yisoides, two important Machaikas that we talked to today. What's the Machaikas of Shoinim? Ordinarily speaking, the Mishnah says that a Keli is only Oilu Mitumosai with the Shini Maisa. Is that true by Tumas Medrash? Or maybe Tumas Medrash is different? So that's a Sufik in the Rashi in Perek Zion and the Tshuvas Harid. They have a Tshuvas Harid wants to say, with the Tshuvas Harid holds, and the Rashi also has a Tzad, a similar Tzad, that Medrash is different. Because Amoed Menasim Malachteinu, all you need is a mental change, and you know now we decided that it's Amoed Menasim Malachteinu, and it loses Tumas Medrash. The rule of that rule, you need a Shini Maisa to take a Keli and make it no longer a Keli at all, but to take a Tumas Medrash and to make it into not a Tumas Medrash, a Keli that's Royal Medrash and make it into a Keli not Royal Medrash without a mental designation is enough. And the Rash elsewhere, Taisus Bayas, they hold that there's no such distinction. You always have to have a Shini Maisa, even to go from Medrash to non-Medrash. And it affects how you read the Mishnah about Sadin Sha'asavila and the Sefer, Me'imus and Terosan, if it's two different cases or if it's one case. That was one Machlekes that we talked through. And then the second Machlekes that we talked through is that even in the case where you have to have a Shini Maisa, is an Isra HaNoah tantamount to a Shini Maisa. Taisus and Shabbos and the Rash by the Mishnah of Kippur, they say that an Isra HaNoah is tantamount to a Shini Maisa. And that's the trial over here by Kippur. Kippur Shnos Nosu LeSefer. There was no Shini Maisa, but you don't need a Shini Maisa because once there's an Isra Hazmona Milsa, if an Isra Noah is Chal, so Ein Lecha Shini Maisa Gadol Mizeh. And that place holds that no, it has nothing to do. Isra Noah doesn't change the equation. To go from a Keli to a non-Keli, or even from a Medrash to a non-Medrash, you have to have a Shini Maisa, regardless of whether it's an Isra Noah. And I told you about Aaron's explanation that it's totally what's the pshat in why you need a Shini Maisa. You need a Shini Maisa for the change of purpose, so then Isra Noah is certainly enough to change the purpose. Or you need the Shini Maisa because it's just a rule that for a Keli that had a Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah to lose its Torah's Kabbalah's Tumah requires a Shini Maisa. So Isra Noah is not a substitute for that. You have to have a Shini Maisa with Afton. Okay.